feel.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, how you guys doing? It's me, San Martin, over here at Third Shot Coffee Shop up at the Prescott Gateway Mall. This is our first remote live at the place venue. And so we're kind of happy with this. If you can't hear us, yeah, we'll fix that here shortly. Don't worry about it. But our host for the Quad City Business Beat is...
Hey, I'm Lynette Hoyt. I'm an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. I am the host of this show, Quad Cities Business Beat. We are joined here by Zach, to my left, Josiah, owner of Third Shot Coffee, and of course, our infamous local,
that's me,
San Martin.
That's me.
So if you have questions, I'm checking my phone, so don't think I'm just being a rude host.
I'm just
looking for questions, so if you post something, then I'll answer you. I know. Here we are.
We got to press it. And then we have to turn down the media.
Turn down media.
Yeah, so we don't have a tech.
Oh, like just...
You're also getting a tutorial on what not to do a live.
Yes, exactly, guys.
Yeah, and so follow yourself on the live.
Yeah, this is the best part about doing the things that we do. We don't have to worry about practicing stuff.
Exactly.
We just do it.
Exactly. Okay, so we are live at the coffee shop, so you may hear business happening, which is obviously a good thing. So we're going to, like... just jump right in. Josiah, tell us, who are you? How'd you find Prescott? Tell us about Third Shot.
Thanks for coming out here to the shop, guys. It's going to be fun. We'll have some fun. And I'll talk loud.
Yes.
How'd I come out here to Prescott? It's a good question.
Where'd you come from?
I was living in Nashville, and then once I tried out for The Bachelor and didn't get accepted, I said, what am I going to do with my life?
Because it was crushing.
No.
I was like, dang, that's so cool.
I was really impressed.
I was like, wow.
I was going to make fun of you, but like, at the same time, like,
that was my lifelong dream, you know, Once that failed, I didn't know
what to do. So you decided on coffee.
Right. It was the next thing, obviously.
You know, that sells.
Coffee?
Yeah.
The Bachelor Barista.
Wow, there's something to that.
We're gonna start new names here.
So I was living in Nashville for a while, working in finance, and love Nashville. Have you guys been to Nashville?
No, but I want to go.
Probably like the best place on earth. So really enjoyed it there, but. And I had a good job, was making good money, but just kind of wasn't really passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So I had an opportunity. So my dad moved out here a little bit ago and kind of started a church, Starting Point Church. His name's JT. So he started the church out here, and they originally found a location up at the mall. And it was the old Celtic pub.
Yep.
And he... knowing they were coming up here, a lot of churches will sit empty through the weekday or weekend. So he kind of called me up, said, hey, we're thinking about doing this and possibly having a coffee shop. How would you feel about opening a coffee shop in there? And I said, not a chance.
I'm not
moving up to Prescott, not doing it. And it was just kind of really cool how some stuff kind of went from there. Really thought about it. In the next 2 months, I kind of found myself selling off what I had, breaking up with my girlfriend, and moving out to Prescott.
There you go.
That's a country song.
Right.
It is, man. I know. We need to get our little guitar out right now. I mean, it definitely sounds like you have an idea of what was going on, but it looks like you were stirred just a little bit by your father, which is pretty awesome. Is it? I mean, this is also a church at the same time, right?
It is. They do. So I opened the coffee shop independently from them, and I leased the space. So this used to be that old Celtic pub. They were when we originally started doing the remodel, we were remodeling it with kind of both concepts in mind, and then just kind of got down from there.
So why coffee?
Well, everybody loves coffee. First of all,
that's true.
Coffee sales.
I really did have a passion for coffee, but I didn't know a whole lot about it. So when I had the small thing moving out here, had the possible opportunity of doing the coffee shop, but it wasn't kind of a set thing. So I really just started, first of all, kind of prayed a lot and just said, hey, if this is something I think I'm supposed to be doing, maybe open some doors. And then if it's not, maybe close some doors. So ever since then, just the kind of the coolest stuff's happened. Met some really cool people that have really facilitated what I'm doing. I've met you guys. You guys are cool people.
And done.
Yeah. Now it's over.
So it's been really fun to kind of start that journey, and I've just learned a ton about coffee and what goes into it, and there's just a super science behind it and getting that perfect cup. So that's what we're trying to get around here.
So being up here at the Prescott Gateway Mall, obviously there's a stigma that's going around town. Everybody's saying the mall is dead, and obviously you know that it's not dead. I know it's not dead. I know that there's a lot of new businesses that are coming up here. Give us a little idea of what kind of lifestyle is up here at the mall.
So it does seem like that was kind of the connotation around town, that the mall's dead and nobody comes up here. I've been up there in years. So that's a little bit of the problem is people haven't been up here recently to kind of see what's going on. And it's really cool to see some local business owners kind of come up here and kind of take over a little bit. You got some people moving into this old Wildflower behind us. You got the old Macayos they're in. You got shops opening up in the mall. So there's definitely some life up here that's going around.
And that's exciting.
One thing we really wanted to do being in this spot was to help facilitate that kind of back the mall is kind of alive and get people up here. So some destination events, get some employees excited about working here.
Cool.
The church as a whole, they do a Taco Tuesday. So once a month, they feed the entire mall employees.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's a very smart way to go ahead and get everybody to working together. Some of the things that I see that is needed here locally in Prescott is obviously some more coffee shops so we can all meet up. And to have a personal one is a pretty cool thing. Do you do any kind of work with other coffee shops, or is that something that doesn't work out here?
I've worked at a couple of these other coffee shops when I first started thinking about opening one, so that was kind of interesting. You don't see a whole lot of coffee shops partnering together, but I think that would be something that would
maybe
be
that's
cool.
A new thing. Yeah.
You do have some good coffee shops here, people that are really doing it the right way and a cool opportunity. But as far as the people like coffee shops because they meet up, so that's something we really try to do with this environment, is make it a really nice environment to meet whatever you're doing. We got two meeting rooms back there that we make available. And, like, this morning, there was a group of 30 women that are in there using it, which is really
that's
fun.
Awesome.
They did some pickleball refereeing here, which is kind of funny. But and this is a very central location. You got Prescott Valley, and Chino, and we're about right in the middle of them. So we don't really have that. You know, we're not downtown, and people aren't really walking by us every day if they're not up at the mall. But it's a great place to kind of have a destination meeting at because it's in the middle.
Right, and you know, they have amazing parking because they're at the mall. They have a huge outdoor patio. You know, everybody is like talking about outdoor patios, except April, May might blow you away right now, but they have cushy seats. It's comfy out there. They have tons of seats inside, the two meeting rooms in the back. There's another bigger table. Nice, it's just a really nice atmosphere that you've created, you know, for the community, you know, and coffee's good. Your coffee connoisseur.
It's very delicious.
Which one are you drinking?
I am drinking the Molly Llama. And he said it was, why don't you tell us since you made it?
That's a white chocolate Irish cream latte.
It is delicious.
It is pretty good.
But I'm almost done with it. That's how good it is.
That is one thing we really
just started
wanted to
like
do
2 minutes ago.
Was, you know,
eight
perfect the coffee.
That's good.
So it's a good step in starting a coffee shop.
So let's talk about a name. What's in a name? Why Third Shot?
Third Shot Coffee. So a couple things with it. We do, so we try to keep it simple. A lot of times you go into a coffee shop and there's a whole lot of things going on, and the regular average coffee consumer is just like, I go to Starbucks and order this and I don't know what to get. So we do kind of one size and we just do 3 shots of espresso. So it's a little bit more than standard, which is good. So when you're kind of drinking that latte, you can really taste the coffee, which people have really enjoyed. That's a good feedback. And then as you maybe see kind of with the logo, it's a little different. So it's actually a half pickleball.
I was gonna say, there's some holes in that cup.
What are we gonna hold coffee well? So pickleball, it is one of the nation's fastest growing sport. And it's kind of like, this is the paddle and this is the ball that you kind of, when you play on like a smaller tennis court almost. Mm-hmm. And it's the nation's fastest growing sport right now. It's really big in Prescott.
Yeah, we have a huge new pickleball
Yep.
Course.
Over at
Court.
Court.
Court. Not course.
Course.
Court. Off Commerce. They built a beautiful one for tournaments and everyday play.
They're actually building more courts out there also. And then Prescott Valley is started a pickleball association, and they're building some courts out there. And,
I mean, you know, I never really honestly.
Have you ever played?
No.
It's fun.
Is it like in the middle of ping pong and tennis?
Well, yes. See, that's what I would think.
It
or
is.
What is the other one where birdie?
Oh, badminton.
Badminton. Okay,
I would say it's like
it was originally started on a badminton
ping
court.
Pong.
Okay, which is kind of funny. The guy's dog's name is Pit Bull.
Oh, really?
Well, fact.
Is. I'm gonna have to go watch it sometime. It's right there. By
she's like, I'm gonna watch it. I'm not gonna do it.
Well, I mean, I'll watch it and then maybe.
I was gonna say, I know there's actually a few people in town that have built their own pickleball courts in their backyards.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and
the third shot drop, it's the most important shot in pickleball.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we themed it around there a little bit.
But every cup has three.
Every cup has three shots. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Just see how you
just
work
play
that
around
in
a little bit.
You see how you work that in. So let's talk about some future events that are happening up here. It is spring. It's turning into summer. You guys got anything planned?
Well, we're excited to be able to. We got the patio out there. We got a big open breezeway.
Wow.
And then
very nice.
Being partnered with the church here, we have some top of the line equipment that we have available to use. We got a stage, microphone, outside speakers, surround sound, all that. So we're really wanting to do some fun events. Like I said, they're going to do that monthly. Feeding the mall employees, which are cool. And then right now we're doing we've picked some select businesses around town just to kind of be a blessing. And if you work at one of those businesses on that day, you can come in and get $1 any latte, mocha, anything that you want. So cool stuff. Like you got all of Costco and all of Walmart, and it's kind of our neighbors right around us. Since they're kind of the closest ones to us, we just wanted to just kind of be a blessing to them.
So today, if you're a Touchmark employee, pop in.
So today's
get
Touchmark.
A dollar
and
any latte.
It's
not
a cool
dollar
place
off.
Touchmark.
It's a dollar latte.
Top of line facility.
Yeah.
I had a meeting up there with the Party in the Pines committee, and it was my first time up there, and I had their wings, and holy moly, those things were amazing. I never heard the actual, what did they say, the flavor? Never heard of it, but it was good. Yeah, great. I can't
remember what it was.
Hey, you're gonna have to go try
delicious.
It yourself.
At the Fin?
Yeah, that's where it was. The Fin.
They got a nice patio.
Yeah, they do. They have a really nice patio out there. I get kind of like mixed up back there because every time I look out, I'm looking out totally the wrong way. I don't know why, but it's just. I'm getting lost.
Yeah,
you're
looking that way.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah, you're looking that
Somebody
way.
Somebody was like, oh, yeah, you get to see the sunrise. I was like, dude, I thought that's where you see the sunset, man. It was bad. Even though I'm born and raised here, I don't know much about where the sun rises and where the sun sets.
So be sure to go to their social media page, Facebook page, and check out the calendar, because then if you work for any of these places, again, you get a dollar any latte.
And with some of those events that we kind of hope to put on with different things that we're going to be doing, a poetry reading night, it's going to be really fun. And then just to get some... just live music and have someone doing acoustic outside. We're going to make it like a Wednesday or Thursday night.
And their entrance, just so you know, is up the breezeway a little bit. The other entrance is that faces the parking lot. Just come up that breezeway. That's where the main entrance is. So don't come to the main doors here and rattle them. And
yeah, we normally try to tell people right next to Pier 1, which is what people kind of know when they come through here. But
yeah, it's an awesome space. It really you would never know it was a former restaurant.
Right.
You guys have really done a great job.
The ceilings were black and there was green floor and everything, so we really got in here and just kind of wiped it out.
Yeah. Kind of wiped it out. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the mall. And you know, obviously, you are a part of this mall with several other businesses that are here locally in Prescott that are trying to go ahead and keep their business afloat. Let's talk a little bit about that. Is the mall dead? I know we said that earlier before, but let's talk a little bit more about
well,
the people coming in.
I think a couple months ago, it was going to go either way. It was either going to be, this is going to be a ghost town up here, or it's really going to revive itself. So it's been really cool over the last couple months to just see this thing kind of taking off. You're going to have the full food court filled.
Nice.
You got two new places that are coming there, so every place in the food court will have some food. They're going to have, like, I don't know if this is, it's already set or done, so maybe I shouldn't say that.
It's cool.
But it's going to be filled, and then you got both of these big places out here. They're filled pretty lean. They have their soft opening today.
Oh, great.
They kind of did. And they got a really big space in there, especially just for chocolate. So I think they have a lot of other bigger ideas to do.
Great.
Live music, dancing, some fun stuff like that. And then inside the mall, you got a bunch of other stuff. Some clothing shops opening up. Man at Leisure. Kind
of thing. Yeah. Ray Sola, of course, and right. then Debbie and Richard Moranville. They have goods from the garden from right. where Mikhail's was. They have grand plans, which we're happy to see that they're growing. They were a guest on the show, Debbie was, and we like to see that. So, I mean, there's a ton of new businesses opening up. I mean, a couple of our guests have been on the show. Neptune's
yeah.
Paradise.
Cool guy.
You know, there's just been a lot of goings on up here. I think it's exciting.
Right. So, and with that, and then they want to do some more kind of destination events a little bit up here, just to get people up here and have some fun, whether it's the farmer's market or they're doing some of the pines or Christmas trees. They're bringing some of that up here. They got that on the barns and open space up there.
So the ideal is you know, having these events come up here is going to bring people from outside of the market, which is really needed, because ultimately, you know, you have a mall, and you know, once again, the whole mall is dead. That deal needs to go away.
Yeah,
right.
It needs to completely just be washed out.
And that is with, and I think the funny thing was is before I was doing this, I you know, asked a lot of people I'd come into, like, would you guys go to a mall? Do you want a mall? And every single person I've talked to has said that they would want the mall to be here. So just getting them up here is kind of the thing. So people want them all.
Yeah, well, there's some things you can't get on Amazon, everybody.
That's right.
Josiah, eligible bachelor.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna
Craigslist, but not Amazon.
I was really honestly thinking about this. It's totally completely off the subject, but going back to the bachelor
deal.
Here we go. I was actually gonna do a most eligible bachelor for Prescott, man.
Yeah.
So I think it might be a candidate for this.
I'm in.
Right on. You guys heard it first.
Josiah,
we're not trying to pawn them out to anybody, but
well,
this is
going to be my main San Martin's everywhere.
The main contact,
yeah.
Man. Let's make it happen. So let's talk about some of your bakery stuff here. Who does it, or you guys do it, or where do you get
well,
it from?
We do some of the baking here, and you got some. You got a gluten-free blueberry muffin with lemon icing.
This is amazing.
You got
doesn't that look amazing, Lynn?
You got an orange cranberry muffin. You got an apple or cherry cinnamon muffin.
I don't know if you guys can see it.
We do
awesome.
See fresh-baked cinnamon rolls and bear claws. And then our main thing, we do a really good breakfast sandwich or omelet.
Yo, I've seen that.
It's,
man.
We make a mean breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, see, you know, what I like to do is I like to try food, I like to try drinks, I like to try a lot of things. And that's my favorite pastime, I swear to you. It's one of the, like, if I could work for food, I would. I really would. Tacos would be my favorite, man. I actually wanted to recreate something. It was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I just don't know.
Did you guys try that?
No.
So you guys can't
knock
it until you try it.
I don't know. I think that is a desperate
attempt.
I'm not saying that it wasn't good for you that day. I just don't think it's going to take off.
Okay,
but
I don't think Josiah's going to have
let's
it.
Think
let's
think about
let's
this, man.
It.
One day you're going to the cupboard and you're like, oh, man,
I don't have any bread. Lettuce would not be my first choice.
What would be the first choice? Let's get.
I would just have a spoonful of peanut and a spoonful of jelly.
Put on a tortilla.
And my milk. I can recreate the peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a tortilla. But
yeah.
Serious, guys. Lettuce and peanut butter and jelly. Just go
give
and
your,
try it.
Yeah, give us your
and
opinion
let
on
us
that.
Know
I think
that.
It's a big thumbs down. I don't know. It's just me.
I'm going to actually start a podcast that has to deal with new foods, new ideas for foods.
I don't know.
I'm
going
to have to do it, man. This has to happen. We have to make it happen. So, do you do any kind of recreation of drinks, or do you try to recreate drinks, or do you have a Josiah mix up here?
Recreate or invent our own.
There we go.
Well, I have
we kind of specially named all of our drinks based around some pickleball terms.
Oh.
Not overwhelming, but just if you kind of notice it. So it's you got the dink, just kind of a term in pickleball. That's our iced caramel. Salted caramel macchiato.
That was delicious. And I've had a sweet chai here the other day, and it was Amazing.
I do a really good chai. Yeah. So we kind of cover all the bases. We do real fruit smoothies. You got your frappuccino. You can't say frappuccino because Starbucks owns it. Frappe blends.
That's funny. Blended drink.
We actually couldn't sit in front of a wall because there was a trademark saying. I was like, what in the world is that?
Sorry.
You can't see it, so don't worry. Maybe you can.
I don't know. Hashtag, it'll be a hashtag something at the end of the show.
Yeah, well,
hashtag don't sit in front of that sign.
Yeah, hashtag don't sit in front of that. If you change by 20%, you can still have it, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, it has to be changed by 20% with it's yours. So tell us a little bit about, exactly your times of opening.
Yeah,
and
closure hours.
So we're Monday through Friday. We're open 7 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 5. And then we do close the coffee shop portion of it on Sunday because then they do kind of a church service here. That's at 10:10.
Cool. Not 10:11, but 10:10?
10:10.
Why not 11:11? Just make it really special. Yeah, I don't know why. What is 11:11? Anybody?
I don't know.
Tingle toe
down. And then they're doing a Saturday night service, which would be fun because we're just going to keep the coffee shop set up the way it is and just kind of have a little bit more relaxed feeling. It's going to be 5:05.
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Here we go. Representing Albuquerque, everybody. Albuquerque.
So, what do we not know about Third Shot?
Just to come here and experience it. I think that's kind of the main thing. Once you get in here to really experience it and have a good time.
I think again, we have to say they have a couple meeting rooms. You know, that are open, you know, the whole time that you're open. So, and they're really nice spaces.
The cool thing is, it seats about 25 people. It's got a 60-inch plasma TV, and we don't charge for it. But we encourage people to buy
coffee, please.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it is. It's a really, and people have really, hearing about it and starting to use it. So we're packing it out pretty good. But.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have our first ever bachelor show here. Sorry, guys. I'm a jokester. I can never be serious.
I'm all for it.
I can never be serious. Sometimes I can.
That's not.
That's too serious for me.
That's not you.
Can't be serious, man.
Okay, so are you hiring? I mean, we're coming into a busy time. Are you going to be hiring, probably?
Well, I've actually found some really good. That was one thing that I think just kind of make or break with some coffee shops too, is the barista that you have. I mean, they're making the coffee that goes into how your coffee tastes, which is good. So we've found some really cool people around town. We got some students at Henry Riddle, some other people that were connected with some coffee shops. So we got a really good employee base and put them through some solid training, and hopefully they stick around. So hopefully they're not hiring.
I mean, good help is always a good thing to have. Really good help,
right? Yeah. And that welcoming greeting that we really want to, just kind of that establishment, almost like a country club feel. You come in, people know your name, they know your drink.
Cheers.
So that's just something we're trying to establish around here.
How can we help you besides stuff like this?
Well, being new, that's kind of the main thing, is we're really just trying to get the word out there that there is a coffee shop at the mall. Not in the mall. The, where the location is, that's something we're really trying to educate the customer on.
Great.
And then people just coming up to the mall, that not grabbing a Starbucks at Dutch Bros beforehand, knowing that we're up here.
Right.
Which has been really cool. So just use the space, you know, we got it. We really want to get the community in here, hanging out, having a good time. So anybody know, you guys can come and hang out whenever.
Nice. I'm so excited. This is my second time being up here, trying out the coffee, and haven't been up here for a while based off of just having everything kind of like centralized downtown Prescott, which is, you know, once again, we have a lot more to offer in Prescott, Arizona. So if you guys are out of town, downtown is a good place to go, but there is a lot more to offer around the area. So if you come up here to the mall, you're going to be able to see some hometown businesses that are trying to go ahead and put their things together. Josiah lives here in Prescott. Is it Prescott? You live here in Prescott?
I do, yeah.
And you know, at least
right here, thumb butt.
Right here in their thumb butt, man. And really, this is a good time to go ahead and come up here, support the mall, support the people that are in the mall, because without our economy, our city basically dies.
And I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I really am.
That's what I really loved about moving to this town. You know, everybody's hometown.
We're like the new Nashville,
right?
Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's homier than Nashville. You come here, you feel like home. You got really nice people, and there's a lot of local businesses that are trying to support one another. So,
I love this mall. Growing up, seeing the mall I grew up in, this is like, I mean, it's beautiful. Just
I like the way that this place is built.
And I'm excited to see some new people, new businesses, even existing businesses like Ray with A Man at Leisure. Like, he reopened, and I'm so happy to see that. And you know, this is such a great space, and you know, you guys have smaller meeting rooms. They even have a community room at the mall, and I don't even know if a lot of people even know that. You know, get a hold of mall management and check on prices, because it is so centrally located for people between Prescott and Prescott Valley, and it's just a really great location for you. And I think it's a great atmosphere to come work. It's not so busy that you couldn't concentrate on things, but it's just a really nice atmosphere, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm stoked. I actually had some coffee, and I don't feel like I can sit here anymore. I'm just like, just kidding. It's not that crazy. But no, it was really honestly good coffee, and I'm serious. I did have some coffee before I came, and I'm just like, my hands are all sweating, and I feel like I need to go do something crazy right now.
Do you have questions? We'll get out there and play some pickleball.
Go out there. Not after that, I don't have any questions.
We got a pickleball court outside right now that we're going to create.
We're going to build a pickleball court.
In the 30 mile hour wind, we're going to make this work.
We do have a pop up net we'll put in here sometimes.
Oh, see?
We're going to go put it out there. Get out there and
Okay, so tell us, you're on social media, on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram,
Third Shot Coffee.
Yep.
Okay.
Third Shot Coffee.
We talked about your local appreciation days. Go to their Facebook page. Check out, see if one of your businesses are on there, if you're an employee for them. Location, hours, tell us all the gamut again.
At the mall, and a lot of people know it as the old Kelpie pub. That place is pretty popular, except we said that people have gone to the old Outback.
Yeah,
it's up there.
Yeah.
I'm looking for you guys.
Yeah, you know.
Old Celtic pub, you walk through this breezeway, you're probably going to see it.
Exactly.
And we're open. It's a great place to come in the morning, whether you want some breakfast or something like that, meet some people. And then we're open late afternoon and hang out on the patio, especially when it's getting nice out. And San Martin, when you first came up here, we were sitting out on the patio.
Yeah, it was really nice.
A little bit.
It was really nice hanging out. I've always liked this area for sure for events. I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know what, if you create it, people will show up, and it just has to be created, and I can't wait to see the future that you guys hold.
What else do you want to ask? Do you have a cover?
Yeah, particular. it's been really fun to do this, and we're very young, and we're just going to continue to grow. So we want to do things the right way. We want to, you know, take pride in some of the small things and just make sure that quality is a big part of it, and then what kind of grows into loyalty. You got your loyal customer, you want to treat them right. So we're just excited what the future has for us.
Well, this place seems like it's getting ready for happy hour.
No.
We better get ourselves cutting up and cutting down. I mean, we're at the 27-minute mark, and I don't know what else to do besides go have some more coffee or try this
check
thing.
Check out one of those.
I've been eyeballing this thing, guys. You don't understand. It's like I'm looking for. I'm actually hungry, because I think that's the problem.
Make a breakfast sandwich.
Or we can make a breakfast
all day.
Yeah. Every day, all day.
Yeah. Breakfast sandwich all day long.
Yeah, so you get your proteins in.
That's good. Okay.
Well, hey, thank you guys for joining us. Once again, if you guys want to hear more of our podcast, go to Prescott E! News. Sign up for the newsletter. They usually are put out on Saturday and Sundays. If not Saturday and Sundays, they will be put out there. And see all of our guests that we have here. I mean, we have a lot of awesome people in Prescott, Arizona that you guys need to find out about. So, once again, follow us, like us, and do whatever you do best in life, and make sure it's great.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
This time is great.